Yes, this is Barry Biggs. And I should be playing his interview very soon. Guess it makes me feel kind of nice. I write another letter to myself. Oh, I write another letter to myself. I write another letter to myself. Oh, I write another letter to myself. DJ Lady Loy. I'm in the Eye to Eye recording studios in Hockley, Birmingham, interviewing the legendary Barry Biggs. For those of you who recall, who remember Barry Biggs from the 1980s, Promise is a Comfort to a Fool, Love Come Down. This is the same Barry Biggs that is here, and I'll be interviewing him. So, good evening, Barry.
Good evening, Lady Loy. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. It's nice to have you in the studio this evening.
I'm glad to be here, you know.
Okay. Could you just tell our listeners a little bit about your journey from Jamaica to England, why you chose England in the first place?
Well, a lot of people don't know that I grew up here in the UK. I went to school here as a young boy, and I went back to Jamaica in around 1965, then I went to America, studied television, camera and engineering at RCA in New York, went back to Jamaica, started to work with the Jamaica Broadcasting Corporation as a cameraman, and from there I started to sing, because I always wanted to be in front of the camera than being behind the camera, and, you know, that's where my career to go from there.
So why England and why America? Was there a particular reason?
Well, I went to school here as a young boy, like I said.
But you weren't born here, so did you have family here? Is that what?
Yes, I went to school. My dad lives here. Went to school here and then I went back. Didn't want to stay at the time, you know. Okay. So that's why I went back.
Okay, any particular reason why you didn't want to stay?
I just missed Jamaica. I wanted to go back, you know. And I guess I miss my mother and my sisters and, you know, family there, friends.
Okay.
You know. And after being at the JBC for a little while, I started singing with Barony and the Dragoneers and, you know.
Okay.
Toured Caribbean, North America, Canada, all over, and, you know.
So what was your link with America?
My link?
Mm. Well, I mean, you said you went to America. Was that to live or was that just for vacation?
No, I went there on the way to come back to England, but I never did come back.
So you made a slight diversion.
I just made a slight diversion. I liked it there, so I said, oh,
okay.
This is nice. I'm just going to stay here for a little while, so, you know. And then I went back to Jamaica after that. So, yeah.
You mentioned Byron Lee. You were the lead singer with them, or?
Yes, I was. The band had three lead singers.
Mm-hmm.
Myself, Keith Lynn, and a guy named Vic Tiller. Vic is dead now, you know. Died about 5 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And how did that group get together?
Oh, that group has been together for a very long time.
Were you friends, or how did it form, I should say?
No, I joined the group after it was formed many years. That's a veteran group in the Caribbean.
Oh, I see,
yeah.
Okay.
So When I used to work at the JBC, mm-hmm. and I left and I went to sing with a little small band, Baron Lee heard about me and sent for me and asked me to come and join his group.
I see, okay.
Because at the time, you had groups like the Stylistics, the Delphonics, that kind of voice. He heard about me singing that type of those type of songs.
Okay.
And he wanted me to come and join his group.
I see.
So I went. It was a big band, you know, 23-piece band.
Oh, wow. And your decision to go solo, how did that come about?
Well, it was while with Baron Lee and with my engineering skills, I became the studio manager for Dynamic Zone.
Okay.
And that's after I left the JBC, you know. And then I had done some recording, you know, before with the band I was with before I joined Baron Lee, a song called Work All Day.
Okay.
So it was while being with the band that we released that song, and it made a big impression in England, and I guess my career just took off from there.
Okay. And do we have any of your tracks here? I mean, is there any that we could play? So Work All Day, is that one that you wrote yourself?
Yeah, I wrote that song, yeah.
Okay. And I believe you wrote Promises of Comfort to a Fool Yourself.
Yes, myself and Jackie Edwards.
Okay. And I believe it's the only two you actually wrote yourself.
No, but I wrote tons of songs on some of my albums and things, but those are the popular ones. Work All Day.
Yes, and if you like, the sound of Barry Biggs, I do have his CD here. And for anybody, for the first person who writes to me at ladyloy@googlemail.com and lets me know who I was interviewing today, you can have it. Not too sure about the long distance, though, but we'll see. So, Barry, who's your inspiration? Who's influenced your work?
I would say God, you know. But when I was a young boy growing up, I used to listen to a lot of R&B singers, you know. One of my favorite singers, a guy named Johnny Adams, mm-hmm. you know. And a lot of people don't know about him, but he's one of the greatest singers that I can tell you about. If you listen to him sing, how he transcends his voice from falsetto to, you know, baritone or whatever. He's just a great singer. I'd say the Stylistics, the Delphonics, groups like those, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I listen to a lot of those records, and that's why I'm influenced. I kind of have that sound, you know.
Oh, and how did you know you could sing? I mean, where were you? How did it happen?
People tell me. I was shy, you know. I was a very shy boy growing up. You know, you wouldn't get me to sing, you know, in front of crowds and all that. Mm-hmm. But at school, the girls would nudge me on, you know, when I say pretty girl, I'd want to sing too, but I was shy, you know. And I'd, at school concerts and things, I'd brave it and go up there and sing and, you know, and run go hide after, you know. But, okay. Yeah.
So when you came out as Barry Biggs, the soloist, how did that happen?
Well, to be honest, let me tell you what really happened. When I used to work at the JBC as a cameraman, this is before Barry Biggs, the singer. During the lunchtime,
my darling, oh yeah, I love you, my darling, I really do, and I hope that you love me too. I wish each day also sometimes I'm sad, but I think of you mostly as a special person who's neither too good nor too bad, my darling, oh my darling. Look each day, my
This track is on his latest album. It's originally by Tony Gregory. Sometime, someday, you'll truly. And it's called My Darling. Belong to me,
my darling. Yes, my darling. Transcends his voice from falsetto to, you know, baritone or whatever. He's just a great singer. I'd say the stylistics, the Delphonics, groups like those, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I listen to a lot of those records, and that's why I'm influenced. I kind of have that sound, you know.
Oh, and how did you know you could sing? I mean, where were you? How did it happen?
People tell me. I was shy, you know. I was a very shy boy growing up. You know, you wouldn't get me to sing, you know, in front of crowds and all that. Mm-hmm. But at school, the girls would nudge me on, you know, when I said pretty girl, I'd want to sing too, but I was shy, you know. And I'd, at school concerts and things, I'd brave it and go up there and sing and, you know, and run and hide after, you know. But, okay.
So when you came out as Barry Biggs, the soloist, how did that happen?
Well, to be honest, let me tell you what really happened. When I used to work at the JBC as a cameraman, this is before Barry Biggs, the singer. During the lunchtime, I would lock up myself in the studio, put these instrumental records on the turntable and just keep singing to them, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then a friend heard me. He was listening to me all this time, I didn't know. Then one day he said to me, you know, you don't sound too bad, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to take you to Harry J, who is my friend, and Harry Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to take it to him and let him hear you and see if he could record you. Well, he took me to Harry, and Harry J heard me and he said, yeah, I'm going to record you, man. So we did our first record, My Sherry Amour, okay, which I did for him. And it made a little impression in Jamaica, and guess what? So Baron, he heard about me, and, you know.
Okay, and Sherry Amour, is that Stevie Wonder's?
It was a Stevie Wonder song. I hate the song to this day because I was just learning to sing and, you know, I didn't think I did a good job of it.
Okay.
I've redone it ever since that, you know, it's much better now, but, you know, my first recording, I mean, what can I say?
Okay, and I understood, I don't know where I heard this, but I thought Owen Gray had some influence on you at some point.
Oh, yes. This is before I even went back to Jamaica and started singing.
Okay.
Owen Gray. When I used to live in London, you know, I had a little problem at my house. So I run away from my father's house and I went to live in Balham.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to live in the house. Owen was living, I was staying with some friends and Owen was living in the same house.
Okay.
And I used to follow Owen to clubs and things, watch him perform, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And when I see the excitement with the band and everything, I say, yeah, man, this is what I want to do. I got to do this. This is what I love, you know. And he used to show me nice pointers and things, and he was always good to me. But, you know, telling me, yeah, man, you can do it. So, you know, I think that, yeah, when you asked me that question before, influence, I guess Owen is one of the influence behind my, you know, career.
And, as we know, technology is a large part of the music industry. Do you find that impacts you positively or negatively?
Positively, man. Because, you mean, I'm an engineer,
mm-hmm,
you know, a mixing engineer, a sound engineer. I mix all my music. Mm-hmm. I record my own stuff. And, I mean, the technology has gone higher than what I can do right now,
mm-hmm,
you know. The digital, I'm from the old analog school. I still have the sound in my head. I can tell the engineer what to do, what sound I want it to, but right now it's kind of not up my street now. I'm more from the old school, you know?
So why do you think it's a positive influence on your music?
The technology?
Yeah.
Well, there's a lot of different avenues in the technology and to the music industry now. The only problem it is that records don't sell again like before. You understand? And from CD come in, the sales drop, the people pirate your stuff. You're not getting the right sales that you should get, you know. So that's the only problem.
Yeah, because that is what, that's now, what I was getting at. Because a lot of the artists, a lot of artists are saying they are losing money from.
Oh yes, a lot of revenue losing from it.
Right, from the technology, because you can get now tracks either they're free or you can get them for next to nothing, and you're mostly dependent on
one person buy a CD, and then they copy it and sell it to the friend or give it to the friend, and that's it, you know.
Yeah, so you're mostly dependent on live shows for...
Live shows.
And how is that going, the live shows?
Very good, very good. I make a good, decent living from that, you know.
Do you find you're still in demand after all these years?
Oh, yes, yes. That song Sideshow, for some reason, I don't know, it has some kind of magic. You know, to keep getting me shows after shows, you know.
Okay, and what about Promise? Because Promise is a comfort to a fool is my personal favourite.
You didn't tell me that. I'll probably sing it tonight at Wolverhampton.
Yeah, that's definitely my favourite. And how popular... I mean, you wrote that yourself. What inspired those lyrics?
Actually, you know, me and Jackie Edwards got together in Jamaica because he was living down there. And we went to his house. And he was banging on the piano. And I think he was the one that came up first with the melody and everything.
Mm-hmm.
We put the words together, you know. Yeah, can't remember exactly what happened that day, but it was, you know.
But was it based on a personal experience? Because sometimes when we create from personal experience.
Sometimes, you know, but you can make up stuff as well, you know.
Okay, so was that made up?
Probably was. I can't remember, you know.
Okay, so I won't delve too
much
into
that. I don't want to commit myself.
I don't want to raise too many bad memories. Okay, so what are you working on now?
I'm in Eye to Eye Studio in Birmingham, doing some work with Louis Brooks, a friend of mine.
Can you tell me a little bit about Louis?
Oh, man, I don't want to tell you about Louis right now, because... We fight every day, you know.
If you've just logged in, you've logged in to Lady Loy, and this I'm doing an interview with Barry Biggs. I hope you can hear it. I hope the voice isn't too loud. I've put it up as high as I possibly can, so I hope that you can make sense of the interview. We're going to the last part now.
I'm actually in the studio at Eye to Eye Studios in Birmingham. Working on some new tracks with my friend here, Louis.
Why is he doing this? And Louis Brooks, is he an engineer? I mean, what does he do?
He's a musician, engineer, you know. Even though we fight a lot here in the studio, because sometimes he wants to do it his way, and I want it my way, and we have to compromise, you know, because, you know.
And the most important thing is the end product. Are you usually
interested? That's the most important thing. But in the end, we fight a lot, you know, but in the end, it comes out all right.
Okay. Are you working on a particular CD or a particular album?
No, we just laying down some tracks, you know, because I have tons of tracks, you know, and I just keep recording all the time. That, you know, maybe we can put a couple albums together, you know? We choose from them to see which is the best.
Okay.
You know?
So this time next year, as we round off this interview, what can we expect from Barry Biggs?
Oh, well, my fans can expect me to keep doing good music.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I promise them I'll never come out with a bad record.
Mm-hmm.
I'll always strive to do my best and to, you know, do good work.
Oh, good.
You know.
Okay, well, thank you very much for allowing me to interview you.
You're most welcome.
And I thank Louis and Eye to Eye Studio for enabling this interview. And I hope to listen to you later. I believe you're going to be in Wolverhampton this evening.
Yes. Car. I
we've been listening to Barry Biggs. I hope you enjoyed the interview. And this is one of his tracks, Stoned in Love with You. And yeah, I'm going to let it play a little bit more. And then this is Lady Loy on Jamrock Radio. The time is now 9:30. 10 o'clock, we have DJ Stax. But if I could, I'd give the world to you. I'd like to someday be the owner of the first house on the moon. There would be no neighbors and no population.
Girlfriends and I, yes, it's true, we were cute, of that we were sure, enjoying ourselves. Who the hell needed a man? Some of your corner me, sweet me, have me on top of the world. Lyrics me, capture me, better than diamonds and pearls. Some of your corner me, sweet me, have me on top of the world. Lyrics me, capture me, better than diamonds and pearls. You asked me to dance, and I told you no. You gave me a smile as I watched you go. Well, before the night's end, you and I were friends. Having a wonderful time. Some of your corner me, sweet me, have me on top of the world. Lyrics me, ooh, you capture me, better than diamonds and pearls. Girlfriends and I, yes, it's true, we were cute, of that we were sure, enjoying ourselves. Who the hell needed a man? Somehow you conned me, sweet to me, have me on top of the world. Lyrics me, ooh, you capture me, better than diamonds and pearls. Somehow you conned me, sweet to me, have me on top of the world. Lyrics me, you capture me, better than diamonds and pearls. You asked me to dance, and I told you no. You gave me a smile as I watched you go. Well, before the night's end, you and I were friends, laughing and thin, just having a wonderful time. Sweet me, have me on top of the world. Your lyrics me, yes, you capture me, better than diamonds.
Sanchez.
Lots of top plates, we've got it. Original selection, we've got it.
Peter Huntingdale. Appreciate the feedback. Golden time. DJ Stax is in the house. He'll be on in 20 minutes. This is Don Campbell. Version of Delroy Wilson's track. Track by Barry Biggs from his latest album that he's released after this track.
Bang bang, you're trouble. Gangster life is not a joking thing. Better watch your flex and what you're smoking, king. Every day you get up with your gunman ting. Tell me what you think it's gonna bring. Boom shit. People soldier and get crushed on the battlefield. Plastic tigers, they melt on the battlefield. To be a real survivor, spine and fit tougher than steel. So why I tell you this, this right now? You got to change your way somehow. Let me tell you this, this right now. I love man, I deal with a yeah. Oh yeah. I am tell you this right now. Got to change your way somehow. Let me tell you this, this right now. I love man, I deal with a yeah. Oh yeah, I treat me no one. Power with me think no bad things that me care. Them want me pop it off and me tell them me nah. Righteousness got to spill from me jaw. Sure, what? We tell them this. Paper soldier get crushed on the battlefield. Plastic tigers they melt on the battlefield. To be a real survivor, spine have to tougher than steel. So why I tell them this right now? You got to change your way somehow. Let me tell you this right now. I love man, I deal with a yeah. Oh yeah. So why I tell you this right now? Got to change your way somehow. Let me tell you this right now. I love man, I deal with a yeah.
Big up Jerry Harris. Big up Jerry Harris.
Oh yeah.
Almost break my heart, 'cause I am so afraid that we will have to part. Each night I ask the stars up above, why must I be a teenager in love? One day I feel so happy, the next day I feel so sad. I guess I learned to take the good with the bad.
Now it's 10 minutes time and we have DJ Stacks with his anthology show right through till midnight. And for all of those who've been listening and bigging up the interview, enough respect. Much appreciated. I love the feedback. So big up Wildfire Records, big up Jerry Harris, big up Philly, big up EJ the DJ, big up Peter Brown, big up everybody who's in the chat room, and of course, big up all the silent listeners.
If you should say goodbye, I still go on loving you. But each night I ask the stars up above, why must I be a teenager in love? Why must I be a teenager in love? Oh Lord, hear me, she's young and
the state of emergency in America, specifically the East Coast. We just hope that it will divert and that there's not too much damage, and that, you know, sometimes what we always expect the worst and it turns out not so bad. So let's hope it's a situation like that. I have one more track to play and then I'm going to hand you over to DJ Stacks. In the meanwhile, we pray for all of those people in the United States and hope that it doesn't affect too many people too drastically.
What true love really is. So thank you, woman, I love, I know that your love will always be true to me, baby, baby, sincere and mean.
Enough respect, Wildfire.
Yeah.
There's one more track from me and then it's over and out. Have a safe week, a productive week. Lots of love goes out to you. Wish you safe week for you and your loved ones. And may you stay blessed.
In your distress, baby. Ooh. 'Cause now I know what you love really. Oh, my, 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 baby. Oh, said I think I'm going crazy. Girl, I'm in pain. After the breakup, fighting back the tears, tears that I can't stop. Spend hours in my legs, staring into space. And when I get home, the house is a lonely place. Memories, memories are everywhere, especially dark. Oh, when I climb the stairs, I'm missing you. What am I gonna do, yeah? Said, baby, I'm missing you. Oh, don't you miss me too. I pushed you away, walking that macho line, even though I knew that would do it every time. Now I'm picking up the pieces, starting all over again. We were just lovers. I wish we could have been friends. I'm missing you. Oh, don't you miss me too. I'm missing you. What am I gonna do? Wouldn't you come by the minute? Picture in my life.